Hey there, my name's Madeline. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded territory of the Musqueam people here at the University of British Columbia. I am getting set to welcome a very special guest today on the show. It is DJ On from Nonla. And in the meantime, while we're getting things sorted out here, I'm going to play a couple tracks off of his brand new record, Not in Love. It came out on February 14th, so super recently. This first track is called Wanting, and the there's actually a video that came out this morning on Exclaim. It premiered. It's called Wait For You, so I'll play that one next.
What's wrong with these guys? They only want to see my underwear all the time, but nothing more. I know they really do not care how I feel, so what's the deal? That's why I thought that maybe you are the one, cause it's so fun talking to you all the time.
That was Wanting off of Not in Love, Nonla's brand new record. And DJ On is on his way, so I hear. And he'll be in studio shortly, and we'll be playing a playlist of his influences. So super excited for that. If you haven't picked up a copy of Not in Love yet, you can get them at Neptune Records, I believe. And also order online. There are 200 copies of limited edition red vinyl with very sweet message to queer kids on the vinyl. And even a little extra sweet message scratched into the vinyl if you get a copy. I had the chance to look at one at the release, and they're beautiful. You should absolutely get one. The next track I'm going to play is, I know I said I was going to play Wait For You, but I'm actually going to make you wait for that for later. This is Light In My Loafers.
I feel a little bit lost.
Boy.
another pop banger from Not in Love. That was Go Out, Stay In. And I'm actually going to play a track from a band that DJ On is in as well as Nonla. They're called Man Eater. And I'm just pulling them up right now. Another pop trio. I've definitely played this on the show before, but this is a song called Noise. That was Noise by Man Eater. And I am joined in studio now by DJ On himself. How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Okay, so the whole thing that I tend to do on this show is get artists that I really like to come in, and then we play some of their songs and then play a few tracks from a playlist that you put together to kind of showcase your influences.
Cool.
So I played the first three tracks off of Not in Love, and then that one that we just heard from Man Eater called Noise. And what's the song that you've got lined up for us now?
Right now I have Waterfall by XHEX. XHEX is Mary Timoney's band. It's her newest band, and it's just like really fast pop rock songs.
Okay, when did you first hear her?
I like loved Slater Kinney, so then I love Carrie Brownstein, and then she started a band with Mary Timoney. Called Wild Flag. I didn't know of like Mary Timoney's like previous stuff like during the 90s, like Helium and stuff. But yeah, after Wild Flag ended, Mary Timoney started XHEX, and I really love XX. It like really, yeah, influences me. It informs like, yeah, this album, that this track that we're gonna play on is off Rips, and the entire album is just like 10 songs, and they're all like super fast, and that's pretty much like Not in Love. Like, it's just like 10 fast songs. Yeah.
Awesome. So this is Waterfall by XX. Hey, that was Waterfall by XX off of Rips, and I am in studio with DJ On from Nonla. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. Also, just wanted to give people a heads up that there is another blockade happening in solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en peoples. And specifically because the RCMP moved into the Mohawk Nation to forcibly clear their blockade early this morning down at Hastings and Clark Drive in Vancouver. DJ. Yes. Can I call you DJ?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's the next song we have coming up?
The next song that is coming up is Speak Slow by Tegan and Sarah.
Okay, and why are we listening to this one?
Just because... 14-year-old me like loved Tegan and Sarah, just like they were like my gay icons at the time, and they'd play like really like fun like rock music, kind of rock music, and yeah, just like really like catchy melodic and like major chord gay rock songs.
What have you seen Tegan and Sarah perform?
I haven't seen them recently, but, like, yeah, when I was, like, a teenager, I've seen them, like, so many times. Like, maybe, like, 5 times.
Yeah. There are a lot of people in my life who are, like, hard, like, diehard Tegan and Sarah gays. Yeah. And it's, like, yeah, I've seen them on every single tour forever.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite record?
It's probably, like, The Con, which
yeah.
I think feel like is everyone's favorite
Well,
record.
It's classic.
It's classic. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I saw them, like, perform that record, like, at the college, and it was, so inspiring for, like, 14-year-old me at the
totally.
Time.
Totally.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so this is Speak Slow by Tegan and Sarah. You know what? Sorry. The quality of this version is terrible. We're going to improve on that. We can do better for Tegan and Sarah. Okay, yeah. While we're figuring that out, can you tell me a little bit about what the process of putting together Not in Love has been? Because from what I understand, this record's been like in the making for a little bit.
Yeah. So I moved away and then I wrote like half the record in Taiwan, just like in my like tiny little apartment there. And it was just me and a guitar and my laptop. And then, so then I just, all these songs I wrote just like me and my guitar and my laptop. And then, so I brought the demos back here in Vancouver and then like finished writing like in the, like five more songs. And then I recorded it twice. So then once I recorded it at Choms, which is like just like this like practice jam space of like a lot of bands in Vancouver, like Dumb and like Tonk and stuff. And I went in with my friend Nir, and then we recorded the entire record basically in one day. And I worked on that for a while, but then I realized that like it was clearly like really rushed and like bad sounding. So then eventually I got one of my other friends, Sal Duncan, and we recorded it again, and we like this time we took our time and like did it over like the course of like a couple, well, we did the recording in like maybe like a week, and then we took our like time to like mix it. So yeah, this record has took a really long time to make. Yeah, just because, like, I really like the songs, and when we did the first recordings, I was just like, no, these songs deserve better.
Yeah, it doesn't quite do it justice.
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, I've been listening to it on repeat pretty much since it came out, and it's, like, no secret to anybody that I'm a pretty big fan of your writing. So, I think it's, like, was worth it. Does it Thanks. Feel like it was worth it to you?
Yeah, it sounds like exactly as I imagined it, like when I was in like my bedroom in Taiwan recording. I wrote the songs and I like could hear how I wanted it to sound, mm-hmm. and we like pretty much captured it. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. Yeah, it's really cool to hear like what your influences are too, because like of course everyone hears like their own influences within music that they like. So yeah. I don't know, some of the stuff that I was like drawing on is like it makes sense based on what you're bringing in, but it's like right. really cool to hear directly from you. Anyways, so we've got a proper version of Tegan and Sarah's Speak Slow now, so I'm gonna play that for all of y'all out in Radioland. And once again, we're joined by DJ On from Nonla, and the show is Shoes on Wire on CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh,
That was Speak Slow by Tegan and Sarah. And yeah, that was one of DJ On's picks as influences. What did you think of their newest record? Or I don't know, did you listen to their newest record of all their high school songs?
I did listen to it. I listened to it once.
Should we just leave it there?
I love them, but so I was like quite generous with like the ones that I chose to be like, I like this, but it's like it was still just, it was like definitely just like a reach.
Yeah.
So that I do like, I guess like the first song, I forget what it's called, but I remember just being like, oh, the first song on the record is good.
Yeah.
And then not really listening, not really enjoying the rest of it.
That's like, it's hard when artists that you just love with your whole heart put something out and you're like, I really, really want to like it so much. But anyways, totally. They're entitled to their artistic journey.
Yeah.
and sometimes it's like, you know what? I'm so happy that you made this art. Yeah. I don't like it, but I'm glad it exists.
Good for you.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about this next song that you've picked.
This next song that I picked is by a late Taiwanese pop singer. Her name is Teresa Tang. She's like really famous, or like was really famous. Still is, I guess. And like, if you ask like any like Mandarin speaking or Cantonese speaking like parent, like auntie or uncle, they'll like tell you that they love Teresa Tang. Her songs are just like super like melodic pop songs, and mm-hmm. I feel like Nanla songs are essentially just like me trying to write songs like hers, except make it rock and then make it like very, very fast. So yeah.
Cool. What happened to her?
I don't know. I think she just like died.
Yeah.
I think she was like famous throughout like her whole life, and
okay.
like was like really like well respected. She got like, when she like passed away, she had like a really like, I don't know, like I don't know, like her funeral was like a huge thing.
Okay. Yeah. So she just like lived out her life in fame and happiness.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, and what's this song called?
The song's called Tian Mi Mi, and it's kind of like sweet or like sweetly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So that was Teresa Tang with, and sorry, what was the name of the song again?
Tian Mi Mi. Yeah.
Okay. Lovely. Okay. And so this is Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Madeline, and I'm joined in the studio by
DJ An from Nanla.
Yeah. And we're working our way through some of his influences. So I think we're going to take just a little quick break here, and then we'll come back with a track by Sleater Kinney. So stay tuned for that.
Music Waste Festival is buzz back for a special winter feature with Winter Waste
2020.
Tonk, Princess Apparently, Be Afraid, and Emily Toyota are helping us waste our time, but hopefully not yours, on Saturday, February 29th at the Toast Collective. We'll be donating some of the proceeds of the show, plus selling festival merch, having a raffle with squiggly prizes, and straight up collecting donations to support Wet'suwet'en Land Defenders. Bzz, see you there.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival presents a climbing show featuring local climbers Kim and Graham McGrenery, who will talk about their adventures in Armenia, along with films from around the globe. The VIMFF will also present a ski program with local producer Ruben Krabber, who will show his mind-blowing ski photographs and his short film Nebula. February 25th and 27th at 7:30, Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC. Tickets at www.vimff.org.
Hey, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Madeline, and I'm in studio with DJ An from Nanla, and we're working our way through a playlist of his influences. So up next, we have a track from The Woods by Sleater Kinney. And what about this song specifically stood out to you on that record?
It's just like my favorite song off the record. I think the intro like drum beat is just like amazing. This record kind of like it's the best sounding record ever in like the world. Like I don't think any record sounds as good, and it was just like it was just produced so well, and it was the first time I heard something and was like, oh, like that's so like you can make music do that, like what's that song, that really famous song off this record, Modern Girl, like it gets all like super distorted and fuzzy in like the climax of the song, and I was just like, wow, like that's so wild that you can do that. And so this record doesn't necessarily inspire like or inform like the Not in Love record like melodically, but I think like just the way that it was recorded, I was trying to like every time I make a record I want to try to like capture the same kind of like sound, just like this really like big and expensive, like it sounds like the room that they're like playing in is just like this like big room. And mm-hmm. I like wanted to like kind of capture that in my record as well. And yeah, I just love how this record sounds.
Awesome. Yeah, this is Entertain.
To be an end to time.
Sorry, everybody. I'm just having a real moment today with the technology. So we are working our way towards a track from the White Stripes that is DJ On's next pick. Mm-hmm. So which one is that?
Sorry?
Which song is it?
Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes.
Great. Here we go. All right, that was Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes on Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. So the White Stripes have like a super strong visual aesthetic, obviously, and you also have a very strong visual aesthetic that you've kind of like developed for stage presence and stuff
right.
in the last little while. Like,
right.
where did that come from for you? Like deciding on like a uniform?
I got tired of kind of like worrying about what to wear at each show. So I thought it would just be like easy if I just had a uniform so that like I would never have to like spend time thinking about what to wear before a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. That seems like something that would be super nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Okay. And I wanted to put some effort into like looking proper. I don't know. Yeah, I just wanted to put some effort into looking nice.
Yeah, well, because like your release show on Valentine's Day at Redgate, like Redgate's a very red room anyways, just with the way the lighting is. But
yeah.
like you also had red and pink balloons and you
yeah.
had a rose on stage on your mic stand, I
yeah.
think. And like a bunch of other things. I think those were like the main points, but it was like very striking.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something you'll keep up with future shows, or was that like a special occasion moment?
We'll see.
Yeah.
I liked having the roses there.
Yeah.
But I also have like every time I'm doing a show, I have to like extensive like checklist, and it's like only getting more extensive.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe adding like roses to it will like be, I don't know, more time consuming, but I do like the look, so
yeah,
maybe.
And I realize this is radio, so if people don't know what you look like, can you describe what your stage outfit is?
Yeah, it's normally just like a dress, a white dress shirt, and then I have like a kind of like a harness, like a leather BDSM like harness on.
Yeah, it's a great look.
Thanks.
yeah, you should also follow Nonla Band on Instagram, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah, is your thing. And do you have Twitter?
I do.
Okay. Is the same one?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. Go follow them now. Very excellent content. there's specifically a photo shoot that... Who did the photo shoot with the glitter and the blue purpley lights?
My friend Emma Arkel did it. She also created the video that I just released today.
On Exclaim, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
We haven't played that song yet, so maybe we'll finish the show off with that one.
Cool.
Yeah, anyways... Great look for
Thanks.
The record. Okay, what's the next song we've got coming up?
The next song is Soft Shock by Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Okay, and what's good about this one?
It's just beautiful, but also sad, and also rockin', and yeah, it's amazing.
Great. Soft Shock by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Last forever.
So that was Hunks with Set Them Free off of their record Hairdresser Blues. So, DJ, you were just saying that people tend to compare Nonla to that band.
Right.
What do you think of that?
I in some ways it's accurate just because it's both like gay and campy.
Yeah.
And like singing about like boys and like heartbreak and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Melodically, I don't think it's like super similar. I latched onto Hunks like when I was in like my teenage years, just because there weren't that many like gay men in bands and like indie rock. So then like even though I wasn't like a like loved his discography that much, but like I picked like a couple songs that I like and like really like held on to those mm-hmm. songs.
Just like a kind of a like someone to be like, okay, he's doing it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
When did you start playing guitar?
When I was 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that your first instrument?
I was forced to play piano when I was like 7.
But, is that something like you wish had not happened, or did it give you like a foundation that was useful?
Yeah, when I was like younger, I was like always like upset at my parents for like putting me into it, and then they were always like, you are gonna thank me one day. And I was like, no, I never will. But now I do thank them because it totally does give me a foundation for it.
Yeah. Like, did you start out with an electric guitar and then like just go from there? Were you like an acoustic person first? Like, how did you figure out how to play the guitar?
Electric guitar. The first like band that got me into rock music was the White Stripes, and I was just like, I want to play music like that. So yeah, it was the electric guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of like a perfect moment for garage rock.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so today you had a video premiere on Exclaim.com. Yeah. Can you tell us about the video?
I shot it at Redgate with my friend Emma Arkell. She was the one who also did, the photos for me. And it was... Yeah, I just wanted, like, a really basic video of, like, me and my band playing. And then that's what we did.
Cool. Do you want to shout out your band too?
Yeah, my band is Lindsay Stewart, who also is in Maneater with me. Paula Moulton, who's in Pudding, and then for live, it's Sal, who recorded the record with me.
Awesome. Okay, so the track is it's Wait For You, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Any notes you want, like, about this song before we play it?
It was a ballad that I wrote for this guy I was seeing, and I sent it to him, and then, like, a day later, he, like, dumped me.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, I mean, you got a good song out of it.
Yeah, I'm happy about it.
Good. This is Wait For You.
I want it all. Because it's better to still have you here, but I'll make this clear. Take all of me and I'll take care of you. Caress your back, I'll have your back. And yes, I know that I could get so scared of having you change your mind, but I just don't want to go. Change it all. You'll never.
take it slow. I'll wait right here for you, dear.
All right, so that was Wait For You off of Not In Love by Nonla. And DJ On from Nonla is in the studio right now. So I take it you're not waiting for that guy anymore?
No, yeah. I'm not. Yeah, no.
No, he's done. we're basically at the end of the hour here. So thank you so much for coming all the way out to UBC and coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah. So I know you have a couple shows coming up, but I was hoping you could plug them for listeners if they've been convinced and want to come see you play.
Cool. Yeah. Next show is, well, I'm playing CITR Radio for Ben Lai's show March 5th. I think that'll be at like 9 p.m. so you can tune in. And then I'm playing March 10th at Redgate with What and QPs for like a Pisces birthday party for four people.
It's open to the public though.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it'll be fun. There's going to be a DJ All Sweat playing disco tracks like during and after the bands, or between bands and after the bands. And then, so that'll be fun. That's on March 10th at Redgate. And then I'm also playing Redgate again March 25th with Brent Penny. He's, like, this, like, queer, like, dream pop, like, guy from Minneapolis. And it'll be me, Nonla, Brent Penny, and Shitlord Fuckerman. So it'll be a really fun show.
That sounds sweet. Yeah. I haven't seen that bill yet. Lovely. Well, yeah, thank you so much again for coming all the way out. Really appreciate it.
And
yeah, love the record. Everyone go buy the record. Do you still have any red vinyl left, you know?
Yeah, it's all red vinyl. So, yeah, there's a lot left. So go on.
But it is limited edition.
Yeah, yeah. Limited to 200 copies, so
go buy them.
Yeah, act fast.
Are they at Neptune?
They should be at Neptune and they're on Bandcamp. And yeah, there's also tapes from Lost Sound Tapes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Do you have like a final track that you just need to hear before we sign off here?
From like from my influences? Or
from the world.
Maybe Forget It by Blood Orange.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I love Blood Orange. He writes like really like beautiful songs, and Forget It is it's just really good. And there's like a good guitar solo in it.
Sweet. Well, we're ready for that. So here's Forget It by Blood Orange. And we'll talk to you next week. Up next is Deliberate Noise on CITR.
Thank you. It's great.